West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock. Brought to you by West Escondido, West Oceanside, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. And now, here's your host of Auto Talk Radio, Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, here we are. Auto Talk Radio one more time. Hope you're all having a wonderful weekend. Happy July 5th. Here we are.
Hope everybody had a good 4th of July.
Yeah, a safe 4th of July, and you made it back.
Yeah.
Or you're still on vacation, one of the two.
I had a good 4th of July. That was my son's second 4th of July ever. So.
Nice. Did you let him shoot off a bottle rocket?
I did not.
Give him an M80 to play with or anything like that? Blowing up the neighbor's cat, you know, something like that.
You know what I always think about 4th of July is there was a weather guy out in Phoenix. Uh-huh. I don't know if you've seen this clip ever. There's this like 12-year-old boy sitting outside the fireworks thing, and he goes up to him. He goes, so what are your favorite fireworks to shoot off during 4th of July? And the 12-year-old boy goes, wouldn't you like to know, weather boy?
Oh, did he really say that to him?
Yeah. I had to show you that clip.
Put him in his place,
did he? It's fantastic.
Wouldn't you like to know, weather boy? Well, here in San Diego, hopefully you weren't playing with too many fireworks. I'm pretty sure they're still illegal in the state of California.
They are. You know what? It's so liberating to, you know, shoot a firework during 4th of July. I did it back up in Washington.
It is, as long as you don't hear or catch things on fire.
Exactly.
That's the biggest problem.
Yeah, it's so dry here.
It's very dry here. That's why it's not the best idea. I'm going to be honest with you. You don't want to be the guy on the news that lit half of San Diego County on fire because of a firework. So, well, let's refrain from that, hopefully. It looks like we made it through, though, without anybody burning anything down that I'm aware of. So, far, so good. So, anything. All good. Wow. Yeah, time's flying, huh? We're more than halfway through the year now.
I know.
And pretty soon it'll be 2026 before you blink. How do you like that stuff?
Well, I'm realizing this with Russell, you know. It felt like yesterday I was still in the delivery room with my wife when he was there, and now he's already almost two, so.
Little Russie's getting big.
He is. He truly is.
Yep. Yeah, we won't be calling him Little Russie for long.
No, definitely
not. We'll be calling
not.
Big Russie soon. Where's Big Russie at? So, all good. Well, good. Well, I'm sure he enjoyed 4th of July. He's not scared of fireworks or nothing, is he?
No, he was so interested with it. Like, he had his mouth open, just like staring, like, whoa, yeah. This is so cool.
Well, it's first, you know, last year he was barely a year old, right?
That's right.
So now he definitely probably is taking this in more than he was last year, without question. Now he's like, whoa. And then he can talk to you about it now, too, huh?
It's true. Yeah.
Chat at you. So, anyway. All good stuff. Good stuff. Everybody, hope everybody had a great 4th of July, safe 4th of July. Appreciate you joining us here on Auto Talk Radio this morning. We're going to be talking about, along with several other things, Tim, a lot of common car buying mistakes. So if you're out there, and this is mostly for pre-owned cars we're talking about.
Right. Chevy Sonic.
Some of it's new. Oh, God. Chevy Sonic. Isn't that what you owned before?
That's what I owned.
Oh, that thing was a tool, wasn't it?
It was the tiniest little contraption you would have seen since the
I remember that. You
Fiat
were,
Minis.
Like you were rode around in a golf ball.
Yeah, it wasn't a very good car, so I don't suggest that to people. But teach their own, I guess. If you're into those kind of cars, have at it, but I was never a fan of it. Well, I should say I was at first, but then as I got older.
It was good on gas, wasn't it?
It was very good on gas, That's only going to get you so far. So,
yeah, well, it saved you some money, that's for sure.
I did.
Good on gas, but that was a little car.
I get you trash talk my Rogue so much, but you know what? I still love my Rogue a lot, actually, quite a bit.
I don't trash talk your Rogue.
Yes, you do.
Not as much as you trash talk the big T word.
Oh, yes. That's true. I do trash talk more about Teslas every so often, for sure. But you know what? I have to say, honestly, in terms of reliability and everything, and I know I haven't hit that 100,000 mark, and I know about the transmission stuff so far. Honestly, so far, I'm very, very pleased with my Rogue.
Yeah. Well, yeah, how many miles are on it?
Right now we're at 90,000.
All right. 10 more thousand. Let me know. Let me know how it works out for you.
You got it.
So I'm just saying, you know, there could be some issues there. Probably not, though. You know why? You listen and service it. See, the key to this, even on some of those cars, is the servicing. Like the CVT transmission on that car, I know you've been getting it serviced with us every 20,000 miles. So that a lot of times will extend the life of that transmission. By not, if you just bought that car, didn't service the transit, drove it 100,000 miles, usually the transmission falls out of it. But now I'm going to have to blame some of that on the operators because you're not servicing your vehicle properly. You know what I mean?
It's true.
So it's a key to it. The only thing you can do to be nice to your vehicle and have it extend its life is to service it properly. So anyway, good stuff there. Hey, real quick, I do want to run over, not run over, go, but talk about, once again, the West Automotive Group, along with several other people and myself, because the family is very, very close to me. We've become very good friends over 30-some years, and they've been clients of mine for forever. Now the girls have all grown up and gotten married, and they, my good friend Kevin and his wife Becky are have their first grandchild from their daughter and son-in-law, and unfortunately, little Caden was born with a debilitating disease as far as that goes, and so. Basically, what it comes down to is congenital myotonic dystrophy type 1 he was born with, a diagnosis that the doctors say is life-altering through the few weeks. And you can go on his page here and read about what the little guy's been through. He's quite the warrior. Anyway, so they're doing they have Caden's Warriors. This money actually goes... is through Children's Rady Hospital, and there's actually a donation letter you can get and all that to donate to it. They have two things going on. You can go straight you go to westautomotivegroup.com/community page, or just go to westautomotivegroup.com, click on About and Community. It'll take you right there to the page that we have set up for Caden. And you can click through and you can go to the golf event. They're having a golf event, which is the first annual Caden NICU Endowment Golf Tournament. It will be September 19th, 2025. And you can just sign up to play a foursome. You can, if you're a company or something or want to sponsor one of the things going on during this, you can do so from there. If you just want to donate to, and all that money basically goes to Children's Rady, because what they're doing this for is Caden was chosen to join the NICU Care Coordination Program. This care coordination program with the NICU is completely dependent on philanthropy, which is obviously everybody knows donations from people like everyday folks and business, whatever, anybody that donates to it. Every dollar helps support and coordinate care for families with babies whom have a complex diagnosis and will need a lifelong medical support. So they graciously ask for those who feel called to give to donate here to further support NICU care coordination rates. So all this money goes towards helping families like Caden's, as far as that goes. You know, young families or any age families that have had a child born that's fighting for their life and needs extended care. And a donation will allow Rady's children to continue to provide incredible support to babies and families in the NICU, as well as expand their staffing to support more families. So we're just kind of doing a drive here to get as much folks involved and understand this and you know, be able to donate that can. So if you can, if you find yourself in a way that can donate, hey, go donate. If you want to be part of the first annual Caden NICU Endowment Golf Tournament, Ranch Bernardo Golf Course is really nice. That Friday, September 19th, will be a great day to play golf out there. So get signed up for that if you want to go that way, and that money goes towards it. Either way, but you can find this all you have to do is go to westautomotivegroup.com/community. Or if you just go to westautomotivegroup.com, you click on About and then click on Community, it will take you right there and you'll see the page and the links to sign up for the golf tournament or donate. Close to my heart, these folks are like family to me. I've known them for over 30 years, and the support that they've gotten from Rady's is amazing. And so if you can donate to help keep that going for Caden and all other families, that'd be really great. All right, folks. As I did say, we're talking about 10 car buying mistakes. Is there any automotive news we should know about?
Well, I there were a couple last week that I didn't get to. I want to do mention. So,
okay, sure.
One of the things. So, as we know in today's society, AI is becoming like a huge thing, not in just in the technology realm, but also here in the automotive realm. For example, we on Racer Radio, we recently talked to a racer who says that he uses AI technology to help figure out what sort of modifications he needs to do for every track he goes to. He's nationally known for dirt racing all around the country. So,
well, exactly, because people keep putting information into that, and so AI can determine the type of track and all those different kinds of things and what kind of little changes.
Exactly, yeah. So in this week's news, last week's news for AI and the automotive industry, Hertz is using AI technology to help scan for their rental cars to see if they're there's been any damages that might cost you even more money now. So
yeah, there you go.
Here's the thing about this whole situation is that, again, maybe we might find that this technology might not be as accurate as they think, because maybe the scanner will say there was damage and you look at it like, but there's no dents, there's nothing on here. So mm-hmm. How can that be happening? Or it didn't scan it the first time, but with you, all of a sudden now it's scanned it. So that's going to cost you money in the long run. So, again, I'm skeptical, but we see now AI has kind of, I wouldn't say improved, but maybe over time it has gotten a little bit better with certain things. So
it's kind of scary, some of the stuff it does.
It does. You were talking to me last week about, or no, 2 weeks ago about Bigfoot AI videos.
Those Bigfoot ones. And what's the white one called?
The Abominable Snowman.
Yeah, but is that what they call him on there? I don't know.
I don't remember. But those are two of them very, very funny. Yeah,
they're super funny.
There's some other ones that involve like fast food restaurants and stuff like that that are pretty good,
there's
too.
Political ones. There's ones about dating girls he does in there. There's all kinds of ones.
So I agree with this one, by the way, here. So the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety did a study on cars for the past 25 years, mm-hmm. and they have shown results that the forward blind zones are getting worse as the years have progressed. And so specifically, there's this little part of your car on the driver's side where it's like a piece of plastic, basically. It's mm-hmm. another side part where your airbags are supposed to be deployed. Maybe there's some speakers there too. But that has actually increased in blind spot visibility over the years. So the outward view has decreased. Specifically studied.
You know, that is a great point, because yes, that's one of the things about buying a car, whether it be used or new. You need to rent it and drive it, or go drive the like model just to make sure the blind, because blind spots are different for every person.
Very much
hit on height, all kinds of things in the car, the setup and that, like, so make sure that's number one. But go ahead with
I was going to say super quick is that they studied specifically Chevy Suburbans, Ford F-150s, Honda Accords, and Jeep Grand Cherokees for this study. Mm-hmm. So those are just some of the ones that they use. They said they use many other ones, but those are the ones that they highlighted the most. I will say too, so like for example, the Chevy Sonic that I bought didn't have side sensors, so mm-hmm. I couldn't tell on my blind spots, oh, there's a car right here in this certain blind spot that's forward or so on and so mm-hmm. forth. The Nissan Rogue, on the other hand, has not only the light sensors to help me let mm-hmm. me know, oh, there's a car in your blind spot here, but also does the sounds as well. So if I have my blinker on, it'll go beep, 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 and it'll be, oh, okay, so there is that car right there. Yeah. So many different ways.
Of that stuff you can turn on and off.
Correct. Yeah, I personally want it on because I need to know that kind of blind spot situation.
I want it on and with you driving too. I've seen you drive. Holy smokes.
I don't think I'm that bad of a driver. I've gotten better over time. I will say,
it's not what your mom told me.
Yeah. I got pulled over by a cop one time while we were having our honeymoon, my wife and I. So
oh, no.
I was driving 100 in the 70 mile per hour interstate.
Were you on a race to get back to the hotel for your honeymoon?
I can't confirm or deny. Nevertheless.
Did he let you go?
He did. Yeah. He's like, since there's nothing on your record and you guys are here on vacation, I'm going to let you guys
know. Where
with
were
a
you
warning.
At?
In Nashville.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we got to be, very careful. In those
Southern
kind of
hospitality going on there.
You say that. Yeah. I like that. I like that.
If it was here in California, you got a ticket probably.
Probably. Yeah. So since then, I've definitely driven more. More careful for sure, and especially with Russell in the car. Are you kidding me? Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's some yeah. What do they call that? Yeah, special package.
Exactly, that's a special package right there. Although my wife is a special package too.
Cargo. What I meant to say is a fragile cargo. We want to make sure we take good care of that.
That's true. Only two other news I have for you. The U.S. Postal Service EV trucks are becoming more.
I saw those. They're ugly.
They are. Get out, man. But at the same time, they look. I will say they're ugly, but they look more spacious than the cars they currently have right now, I will say.
They do, and I will tell you this about them. For anybody, a fleet to have EVs, I mean, they can plug them in each night. They'll make the full routes each day because they don't drive more than 300 miles in a day usually.
That's right.
So that is a decent use for an EV. And as we all discussed, you know, I don't think everybody needs an EV or it's not going to work for everybody. But, you know, you can find pockets like that. It's fine. The only thing that I think is tough is the structure to charge all those bad boys at one facility when you park them and plug them in, man.
Do you know what
you gotta
kind of
have a heck of an infrastructure?
Do you know what kind of vans these guys are?
No, I saw
these are the Ford E-Transit vans.
Were they the Ford E-Transit vans?
That's
they
correct.
Must have changed them a little. Or no, I saw a picture of something really weird.
Now the original vans that they have are called the Grumman LLV delivery vans.
Oh,
is what they have.
So. Grumman.
Yes,
they make canoes too.
Yeah, it says here they were improved over the buckboard for Jeep DJs that they've replaced back in the day. And then they also have, that's just saying it was inspired by a pic. Apparently, this truck was inspired by Pixar designs. So,
oh, here you go, though. A new ruling by the U.S. Senate parliamentarian requires a supermajority to scrap existing U.S. Postal Service EV plans.
Oh, so they're scrapping it. Oh,
maybe.
Okay.
There are 7,200 EVs in the USPS fleet with new replacements for the old fleet coming and a split 50-50 for EV and combustion power. The Oshkosh
next gen delivery
van has polarizing styling, but the mail carriers love it. That's the one that I admit said was ugly.
Yeah.
That van is the... So it's not, it's not very pretty, man.
I think you're spacious. That's the only thing I could say that's a positive about it, really. Otherwise, I mean, like you said, to me, this...
Oh, Grumman are they the old delivery trucks?
Correct. They were the old. That's the one I'm talking about. But it says here on this thing, they said the mandate laid out provisions for a minimum 45,000 electric vehicle or electric delivery vans with an additional 10,000 Ford E-Transit vans ordered on top of that figure.
Gotcha.
So that's what it was.
Okay, cool.
But nevertheless, I agree with... I think this part of the EV part, I'm okay with. Again, if we have...
If you can find a good use that they work perfectly fine for, yes, absolutely.
Yes.
I don't think we should do away with EVs.
No.
I think that if it's a good niche of the market, like 20%, 25%, and you know what? Let those people make a choice. If you want an EV, get an EV if it works for you. If
not
you want
to get political.
ICE, get an ICE.
Not to get political again, but I don't want my government telling me you are going to get EV cars by 2035.
Yeah, that wouldn't work for me. Yeah. Like when I travel, like, you know, taking a motorcycle up to Idaho or something like that. That's I got to stop and plug. It takes a while to charge those things.
It does. It does.
It doesn't happen. It's, you know, it takes like your cell phone. You know, you're looking at 45 minutes, man, to get a full charge at least.
On some of those cords and everything. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so without question.
Last thing to mention is that GM Trucks is getting a Texas class action lawsuit against them, actually.
Why?
This is a very...
Oh, too easy to steal, huh?
Exactly.
I heard about that.
So, the key fobs and ignition systems can be easily overpowered by inexpensive signal cloning devices that thieves are using these days. This is going along with that other incident that happened with Hyundai's and was it Kia's as well? if I remember correctly. Mm-hmm. They have a software program where they could easily get into your car and either take things out of your car or, again, steal your car in general. So this lawsuit is saying that GMC already knew about this issue. And so for them not to fix this issue or to already recall on these vehicles for this situation, they feel like they're irresponsible and they should be responsible for some compensation. So we'll see where this thing goes. The last one, the Kia and Hyundai, they had a $200 million settlement lawsuit for the owners that got their cars easily stolen. And of course, it was a huge social media kind of viral trend where you could steal those cars too, which was a shame.
They were telling people in the social media how to steal them.
Exactly, yeah.
Not a nice thing to do.
No, no. It happened to my two best friends here in San Diego.
Lost their cars, got stolen?
Yep. So they had to buy new vehicles.
I believe they've fixed that all now, though.
Yes, they did. All they had to do was go inside the dealership. But this was right before they could go into the dealership. I think the day after they were going to go. My wife got it done pretty quickly, for sure, I remember. It did take a very long time for some reason at the dealership.
I don't know if I think they're just reprogramming software on them, weren't they?
They were. But for some reason, when my wife took it in, she went to the one in El Cajon. I don't know which one. But it took all day. We turned it in at 8 a.m. and we didn't get a call back till 7 p.m.
Sounds like you weren't made a priority like you are at the West Automotive Group.
It's true. That's true. Yeah. But you guys can't I shouldn't say can't. Let me rephrase that. You guys don't work on that sort of stuff, the software.
We do.
Oh, you do?
But it costs to have us do it. Oh. When it's a recall, it's free to go to the dealer.
Gotcha.
So,
okay.
Yeah, because we don't get it for free, so we have to charge. If we, you know, cars that aren't, we program cars all the time that aren't under recall because there's updates and software and stuff and they're outside of their warranty, et cetera. Yes, we do that kind of work. But no, when it's a recall, you should go to the dealer because there's no charge for it.
Right.
It's the way to do it. And no charge is always fun, most people say.
That's right.
So best way to go for sure. All right. Hey, well, that's your car news for today.
That's right.
Yeah. Yep. Good stuff. So we're going to come back here shortly. We're going to be talking a bit about, once again, car buying mistakes and some other things going on. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego, 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. We're going to take our first break. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. We do appreciate you joining us here this morning. We're talking about common car buying mistakes and everything else automotive related for sure. I do want to remind folks, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido. AAA approved and STARS certified, taking care of folks up there in North County Inland for over 32 years. Along with West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission out at 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon. AAA approved, taking care of folks out there in East County for over 12 years. And West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue. AAA approved and smog certified, taking care of folks right there in Central San Diego for well over 8 years. And of course, West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road in Eastgate Mall, right here in the Golden Triangle across from us. AAA approved and STARS certified, taking care of folks over there for over 6 years. And West Oceanside Automotive and Transmission, 229 South Coast Highway, AAA approved, taking care of folks up there in North County Coastal. Yes, and Brendan loves it. You can see the ocean from there.
Beautiful.
Oh, by the way, and I just saw that the Oceanside, talk about automotive and revamping, right behind us there is the transit centers right behind us, between us and the ocean there. They got approval on this, and I guess it needs to go to one more commission, but for rebuilding the entire transit center, apartments, everything they're going to put back there. They're going to do a really big revamp thing, and I guess in the process of that, too, they're going to revamp Coast Highway that we sit on and put in some roundy rounds and things like that. We know how much Brendan loves roundy rounds. You love roundy rounds, don't you?
I actually don't mind roundy rounds, to be honest with you.
Actually, in a cool little city setting like that, Coast Highway is being revamped and really cool and stuff, so it'll be one lane each way instead of two, mm-hmm. With parking and roundy rounds. so people can come and visit. But I tell you what, Oceanside's really popping off. You go down there on the north end of Coast Highway there, by the upper end of the town, there's people all over the place enjoying, you know, little boutique. There's breweries and restaurants and hotels and all kinds of cool little stuff they put there. So getting better all the time. So good stuff. Congratulations to Oceanside for working on your city. I think a lot of cities are doing that too. Escondido just redid the downtown also for them. So all good stuff. Get out there and check them out for sure. All of us at the West Automotive Group, me, myself, and employees come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio for one simple reason. Believe in the same philosophy. We never put money ahead of people. Stop in and have your vehicle serviced and repaired and find out what quality automotive service and repair is all about. West Automotive Group is proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service and repair needs, of course, on approved credit. Just ask one of my service managers or service consultants at any of the 5 locations and they'll get you taken care of. The card can be used multiple times anytime you have a service or repair need and you need 6 months to pay for it like cash, no interest. Good way to go. You have a drivability concern, whether it be transmission related, cooling system, check engine light, whatever it is, noises, etc. Get your vehicle into the West Automotive Group, and we'll get to diagnosis properly. The best money you'll ever spend on any repair is on the diagnosis with a qualified technician at a quality facility. Saves unwanted and eliminates unwanted parts replacement along with our... we also offer free shuttle rides to or from work or home that go along with this to get the stress off of you dropping your car off. We'll get you where you want to go. And also, if you need a rental vehicle, we have rental partners near all 5 locations that are willing to get you into a vehicle and get you going. So westautomotivegroup.com. And from there, you can also click on Facebook, X, or Instagram and follow us with our little tips. And also make appointments and everything else to get your vehicle in. You can also click on the Automan segments where I'm the Automan for Fox 5 and the CW regularly, weekly. And also Auto Talk Radio for these podcasts where we store them. Podcasts are also available through Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pandora, Deezer, Spotify, iHeartRadio.com, and TuneIn. All for your listening pleasure. You can take us on the go. All you got to do is look up San Diego AM 1170 weekend and you will find the shows there. Good to go. But you... can also email me at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. Good stuff, huh?
Correctamundo. So
correctamundo. And now we're talking about...
car buying mistakes.
Yes, yes. One of them you kind of hit on.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, falling in love with a model before you actually just the look of it.
Yeah.
And you don't drive it. You don't check it out. You don't see if it fits your needs. You don't check out those blind spots that you were talking about.
Very much so. I would also like to point out, looking at consumer reviews is important too.
It's very important.
One of the cars I really, really wanted this year so badly was a new 2025 Ford Maverick. And I was like, I'm still going to get this car. Hybrid. It's a pickup truck. Mm-hmm. And it's still kind of roomy inside and everything. This is going to be fantastic. And then, of all people, who do you think reviewed the car that I listened to that told me not to do it?
Dave.
Boom. You got it on the mark. How about that?
Do you know Dave, I own one of those?
You own a 2025 Ford Maverick?
No, 2024.
Oh, no.
I don't. I bought it for my son.
No.
But this one isn't a hybrid.
Gotcha. No, this is the 22.
Did they change something?
They kept the same suspension system in there. And as we know, the hybrid batteries are heavy. So because of that.
Oh, they did. You mean it's got the same suspension system the ICE one has?
Yes.
But they didn't beef it up for the.
Exactly. Yeah. So because of that, the ride is completely uncomfortable for that reason.
I was going to say, Zach loves his little truck I bought for him.
Good.
He says
good.
It's great. Yeah.
Yeah. I like Ford Mavericks in general for sure. But I really wanted to get the hybrid specifically.
That's not what the Maverick looked like back in the 70s.
I know. I think my dad actually owned. I have to remember. I was asking.
Zach wanted a hybrid too. I told him no because I have to work on it. So when it goes out of warranty and I'm not interested. Well, what I'm really not interested in is having to replace the hybrid battery at 100,000 plus miles.
It's true.
Because the batteries on those are way more expensive than like. One thing you need to learn about, look up how much it is to replace a battery on one of those. You're going to find it's going to be $9,000 to $11,000.
It probably is, but yeah. I'll look up right now how like much of
Toyota Priuses. We've got the generation 3s down to like batteries $3,000 and $1,000 install, so $4,000, $4,500. So half the price. That's because there's so many of them out there, though.
I'm only seeing here.
Probably doesn't tell you.
Doesn't tell. They're, yeah, just says several thousand dollars. Yeah, so they're that's, too new. That's too new. Yeah.
Yeah, they're too new. No, nobody's had to replace one outside of warranty yet.
They, I do see this one here about someone had their Ford Escape hybrid changed. $5,000.
Yep.
That one. So
then somebody put in a reman battery. Not a.
Oh replacement. My gosh! I hope that's not true. Someone just typed in their Ford Maverick hybrid $8,671.
Yep.
I hope that's not true.
Yep. That's probably true.
Okay. See what? See, this is the importance of doing the research.
Do the research before you purchase the car, but also get in the car and drive it.
Yeah.
Just don't look at see a picture of the car and be like, I need one of those.
You could test drive it, but I would suggest actually renting the vehicle.
Well, you could rent one usually, and that's the best thing, like 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
And just drive it to work, drive it around, drive it out, you know, just check it out.
Because otherwise, the other program by, you know, going to the dealership and stuff like that, you get a lot of, no offense if I say this, but it's a lot of sales harassment. Specifically, like, they'll continuously call you quite often. So, when are we going to sign paperwork? When are we going to do this? When are we going to do that? Yada, 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 yada. And you're like,
well,
I'm
don't
still
be wishy-washy. Just be straightforward with them.
Exactly.
Don't call me, I'll call you.
Something like that. Something like that. Exactly. So I know that this has been a huge trend online too, is hiring other people to negotiate your car deals. I know for sure.
Really?
Yeah. It's a huge, huge thing.
I'm good at it. Let me know if you want to hire me.
I will absolutely.
What's it pay?
The person that I watch online specifically has a straight down $1,000 down.
$1,000 fee.
Fee, exactly. Sorry. Mm-hmm. And then once he gets you the car and a good deal, then they'll negotiate an extra pricing fee afterwards. So
what?
Exactly. That's what he does. That's how he makes a living. So wow. $1,000 down, hands down.
He's
no
making
matter.
More than the guy selling the car at the dealership.
Probably. Exactly.
He is.
But I know that's a huge trend right now because a lot of people don't want to deal with that harassment. All right. I keep saying harassment, but basically the sales pitches and all that stuff.
The mumbo jumbo.
The
that
mumbo
goes
jumbo.
With it.
Exactly. Yeah. I can't. I watched one recently and I want to know if you ever heard of this. So the guy was looking to. So he got hired to buy a brand new Ford Mustang. Mm-hmm. And he's like, there's a factory wrap with it. He goes, a factory wrap? I thought it just is straight up paint. Why is there a wrap on there? And he goes, let me go check to see because I don't want to give you a Wendy. Do you know what that means?
No, what's that mean?
I don't know. I looked it up online. I couldn't understand it or find anything on it. So I'll ask Dave because he's.
Give you a Wendy. Maybe that means just like hot air statement or something, you know.
Okay, gotcha.
That's the only thing I could think of.
Okay, you know? Yeah. I'll ask Dave too tomorrow to find out. And
was
then I'll
there a wrap
him.
On the car or no?
The weird thing about the call was, so he calls him back. He goes, so just want to let you know, this car is still being built, so I'm not sure on the factory wrap, but we do have this other car on the plot, and it's not your color, and it's a completely different model.
By the way, when we're talking about buying cars too, and especially if you're going to buy a new car, mm-hmm. you usually can save a lot of money if you order it and wait for it.
Exactly, yes.
Versus if you buy one off the lot where like the Mavericks, they were putting a $5,000 premium on them.
Mm-hmm.
Zach's I ordered. It took 7 months to get it. And it was a surprise for him anyway. He didn't know he was getting it, so it didn't really matter.
True.
Until it came in. But
But it goes to your specifications.
Well, I ordered exactly one. I wanted a bed liner, and that's Zach's electrician, so he can put all his tools in the back. And
right.
Bed liner and a bed cover, tunia cover, and all that locked and all that stuff. So
exactly.
It came exactly the way I wanted it, and I didn't have to do a thing to it. I just gave it to him and said, mm-hmm. here, mm-hmm. here you go.
So again,
here's a free truck. Don't complain, kid.
So another good tip there is if you are going to do a new one, then definitely pre-order it and
correct.
Have it to your specifics.
Your specification, but also you'll save the money that the dealers that they have them on the showroom floor are adding often to the thing. Because like I said, when Mavericks first came out and that, they were charging $5,000 over the actual sticker yes. price on the thing.
And if you're not that face-to-face person, the online situation is where it's at right now anyway. So
I had
another perfect.
I have a friend that wanted the first EQS Mercedes in San Diego. He got it. Yeah, it cost him $25,000 more than the sticker price, though.
I can't even imagine that, Mark. $25,000.
I told him, do you really need that car, man? That car, I don't even know if I'd pay it. That's a $200,000 car. So they're expensive. So brand new, at least. Anyway, that's all electric though. And it was the AQS AMG. So beautiful car though, for sure. But, yeah, one of those things with it, you know, as far as that goes. Things always cost.
I know you're probably going to get to this too, but what your shop offers for used cars is absolutely amazing, in my opinion. And for those who don't know yet, whenever you're buying a used car, I would highly, highly suggest you go to Brian's shop specifically and get that inspected.
Pre-purchase inspection.
Pre-purchase inspection.
Yep. Exactly. And we took all the stuff from AAA and added to it and put one really good together, electronic one that we do. It's real in-depth. That is super important if you're buying a used car, without question. Because we've had multiple clients bring in different cars and we're like, nope, don't buy this car. There's all these things wrong with it. Sometimes we see things like, this car's been in a bad accident, not reported.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. But there are a couple things you need to do for sure. One of them is the thing we already talked about. Go drive the car and make sure it fits you first. That style of car, you know, make sure you're good with that.
Absolutely.
And then, yes, if you find a good used one you want to buy, pre-purchase inspection is the next thing on your list. Get somebody qualified to look at this car thoroughly. Mm-hmm. Yep. We're going to let you know all the things we see visually and all that stuff. And it's a 4-hour inspection pretty much. So you got to be prepared to get the car in and get it's done the same day, but it takes a bit of time.
Right. And one of the things you did mention to me is that you have to be very careful with the purchase history sort of thing. So, for example, if the car was owned by a rental dealership or a rental company for that matter.
Yeah, most people that rent cars drive them like they stole them.
Exactly. Yeah. So everything is so worn and torn usually. On those when they get sold.
You can get a 30,000-mile car that's beat to heck.
Yeah, it's already pretty – it's 30,000, but it looks 100,000 basically underneath. That's for sure.
Absolutely. So that's where Carfax comes in, really important also. Totally. I always recommend a Carfax car. So first off, drive the car and make sure it's something that you actually want, that model of car. You don't have to be the one. Then you find the one that's used. You want to get a great pre-purchase inspection done on it. Make sure that everything's looking good on the car. And then pull a Carfax on it. Because Carfax will often tell you, you know, if the car's been in major accidents. It also shows you all the history. Most repair facilities report to Carfax that are quality. Like all of the West Automotive Group, all the service and repairs that we do on your vehicle are reported to Carfax. Why? It's great for a buyer that goes to buy the car. They can see you service the heck out of the car in the history.
Absolutely.
So it's super good. Great. And it helps you in the sale of it. Although I never in my life, and keep in mind, there's no private information except for just servicing of the car, any insurance accidents that were reported on and stuff like that. But there's not your address, your name isn't in reported this car. It's all by the VIN number, right?
Right.
I had a client that we did a service on his car and he gave me a bad review. And I was like, well, what's that about? And I went and looked, and he was mad that we reported to Carfax. He said we should have asked first. Hmm. So I was like, well, everybody, the car dealers, everybody, it's just your car. It's not any critical data about your car. It's not your license number, plates number's not on here. Where you live's not on here. Nothing.
It's true.
He's all, but people will know the mileage that I drove. I was like, that's a little bit of a conspiracy kind of thing going on with you right now.
So, right.
Anyway, gotta
Besides,
go.
Besides, the very first thing I always do whenever I'm going to look at a used car is always going to say, can I see the Carfax super quick? I want to see everything on the history, everything on the repairs that happened to this car. And
And if you're buying from a private party and they don't have it, you can go pull it yourself. All you need is a VIN number.
Right.
To run it through, which is great.
Because I believe it's free otherwise, so
it's,
to look it up.
No.
Is it not?
Well, it depends on how in-depth you want to be.
Okay.
So, but you do have to pay. But it's cheap. You know, if you're looking to buy a car, I think you buy a package of 3 Carfaxes for like $21. And there's 3 different VIN numbers you can run through it, so as far as that goes. So, and it's super cheap, and you get the information as far as that goes. Mm-hmm. I would strongly recommend it. It's well worth the money. $21 to save thousands of dollars if you buy the wrong car. Is great or lose. The other thing it does is also make sure that telling you if it's a salvage title or not. Although in California, looking at the title, you should be able to tell, and people should be saying to you, but I'm just saying, you never know sometimes.
It's true. One last one I do want to mention, and this is just based on personal preference for me. So dealerships will quite often offer in-house financing. It definitely depends on your background, obviously, to how good your credit is and how good your financial status is at that time. One of the things I had the worst time having to deal with was the paperwork that I had to deal with afterwards. So I knew I had to do the in-house finance at the time when I bought the Rogue, for example. And I was like, okay, well, I know that my current credit union that I'm with, they'll give me a better interest rate for this car. So I'm just going to go
Definitely want to go with them then.
Yeah. Yeah. But the issue was the paperwork continuously got lost. It was by the third time's the charm, where the dealership finally said, okay, yeah, we have your paperwork. We're going to file it. And now you officially are, now the bank officially owns the car and you'll pay them directly instead of with us. So, but that was such a hassle to deal with. So I would say get pre-approved by your credit union or your bank if you have a better interest rate with them.
Absolutely.
I would say look at what they're offering and get pre-approved.
And that's one of the things in here. Go and get that stuff done. Look at all your financing options so you know what you're going to do when it's time. You don't have to try to figure it out.
Yeah.
But you are right still. Sometimes car dealers, like we buy a lot of Kia Souls. Mm-hmm. A lot of times I'll finance them through Kia because they'll do it like 2% or 1% or 1.5%. You can't borrow money for that from the credit union.
Of course, no. I'm jealous of that. The one credit union, I will not say their names, they offered a higher interest rate than what the dealership was offering me. I was like, what are you doing to me? But so I went with this other dealership. Okay. I wish I had that 2% interest rate. I'm jealous of you. Mine was double digit still. So
what?
Yeah. The dealership offered me 18%. The credit union that I said I
18%.
Yeah, I'm dead serious. That's how high it was. This was back in 2020 during COVID.
That's when they were giving cars away with 0%.
I know, so that was insane. And then
is your credit a little wishy-washy? No,
at that time it was 600, so I thought it was pretty good. Now I'm at 800, so I'm very, very good. And
call me when you get to 850.
You got it. But in the meantime,
Your interest rate. You could go in at 800 credit rating and get that 2% interest, Nate.
I will definitely do that next time for sure. The credit union I did choose offered me 10% lower than that. They offered 8% interest.
Perfect.
Rate, and that's exactly what I did from there. That's a very strange realm of like from 8% all the way up to 20% from
that's
another.
That's a lot of interest.
Yeah. So
you want to be very careful about that. So yes, you are correct. Get your financing in order. No question about it.
Yes.
For sure. So anyway. All right, folks, we're going to be right back to talk more about car buying mistakes or ways not to make car buying mistakes, which is great things to do here. So as we're discussing this, you're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. As we love talking about cars, broken cars, cars and car stuff.
Hello, 5th of July.
Yep. Made it through the 4th.
That's right. I want to make
see
a
any fireworks burns on your face. So.
No, luckily not. Yes. I do want to make a correction. I texted my wife over the break. October 2022 is when we got the Rogue. So that's why that's I don't know if that's the reason why there was such a high interest rate for me or again, I only have one credit card at that time. So limited purchase history, very limited showing.
Well, if you're in your credit was down around 600 because you're still building it.
Exactly.
So there's a big difference between 600 and 800, let me tell you.
Now, that's for sure.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
You bump over that even at 801, you're good to go. You walk in and sign for things.
I cannot wait till I hit the 801 mark, let me tell you.
Are you just 8 flat right now?
Exactly.
Oh, wow.
I've been stuck there for the past 2 months.
Yeah, even 798's okay, though. I'm just going to tell you.
Yeah, thank you.
It works well. It's fine. That means you have good, decent credit, which is important if you want to buy a car on credit. There's no question about it. So, I do want to remind folks, Auto Talk Radio is also brought to you by Interstate Batteries, battery for every need. They are the highest quality batteries out there. We don't stock any other battery at the West Automotive Group. If you need a battery for one of your vehicles, jump on westautomotivegroup.com and get an appointment and get in. We'll get you Interstate installed. If you need a battery for any other need, check them out at their storefronts at 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar or in La Mesa at 70th and University. Interstate Battery, battery for every need. So Do you need a battery, Brendan?
Not yet.
You might.
I do have interstate batteries, so both vehicles.
Oh, you're good
vehicles.
To go then for quite a while, I'm
exactly,
sure.
Exactly, yeah. And again, like you said, the warranty on those, fantastic. I have no complaints at all for interstate battery. They are fantastic batteries and a fantastic company to boot. So,
gotcha. Well, hey, they are great batteries. I do want to touch real quick on your financing thing and stuff that you were talking about.
Okay.
There's a couple things we don't want to do. We already talked about driving the vehicle. Don't fall in love with the model before that. But let's talk about do not negotiate down from the sticker price. Don't use the sticker price as a gauge when negotiating a deal. A salesperson may offer you a deal that's, say, $500 below the sticker price, and many consumers will conclude, often mistakenly, that they're getting a good deal, unless as well. Well, and you have to watch because they're adding money to some of these vehicles' sticker prices now. No, so, so be careful with that.
We nitroed your windows, and we also added special air to your tires.
And don't go into a deal focusing on how much you can spend monthly, because I've seen them do this with a car. Well, how much can you afford monthly? I can afford this month. Okay, well, we can get you into a 100-month payment of that much a month, you know. So you're going to end up paying a lot more money that way. Negotiate the price first and go from there as far as the car. Figure out what you want. Know what you can get it for. And once again, these days, one of the best ways to get a good price, if you're getting a new car, that is, a new car, is go ahead and order the car exactly how you want it. It's cheaper that way when it comes in again. And they usually don't even charge you to put a down payment on them, because they know if you don't buy it, they'll put it on the lot and they'll sell it. They'll add more money to it. So it's all good as far as that goes. If you're buying a used car, there is more margin in used cars than there is in new cars. I will tell you that for sure. So make sure that you know what you're looking for, what the cars are selling for, that make, model, year, etc. You can do that pretty easily with Google research, or just AI it. What are these cars selling for in Southern California, this make and model? Mm-hmm. It'll tell you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, AI tells you a lot of things, right?
Yeah, it's true. And again, sometimes it's inaccurate, but again, they are slowly improving over time. So,
If you AI'd, what is the private party sale value of a 2020 Honda Accord with 70,000 miles on it? The information is pretty good, because it just goes out across the internet and looks at all these cars for sale. You know, there's a lot of data out there to pull from, is that. So that way you know what you should be paying as far as that goes. You know, you go to a dealer, though, you go to a place like CarMax, that you're going to pay a little more, but you can get financing through them also. That's usually pretty decent. So it just depends. You got to balance all the stuff out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what a lot of this comes down to is doing your homework. Am I correct?
Right.
So, which is super important, all right? Yeah, make sure and research the value of it. Don't buy unnecessary extras. This is more for when you're buying a new car.
Correct.
Like you said. Let's see. The upholstery sealant, the paint sealant, the aftermarket alarm that they want to add to it.
Even though it already has that.
Yeah, even already. All cars have alarms on them now, pretty much. They may not. Well, they do honk and all that stuff. So they're built in factory, most cars. You don't, you know. Yeah. So you don't need to add a lot of that stuff. There is so many things, you know, the Teflon covering, some of it's good if you want it. The undercoating. Well, we don't really need undercoating if you're going to live in Southern California. I'm going to be honest with you. Now, if you live in Ohio and you drive a lot of salted roads, undercoating's not a bad idea. It makes the car last a little
true,
longer.
True, true. So, not here in California too much.
No. So if they're selling you that here, don't go for it.
Another thing I do want to shout out is the fact that you should know if you do want to do a trade-in situation, know the value of that trade-in for sure.
Well, once again, you can do that just researching on the internet yourself, mm-hmm. or AI it. Like, what is the trade-in value to a dealer on my 2020 Honda Accord with 59,000 miles on it?
Right. I can't tell you how many times I've heard inexperienced buyers go into the dealership and they get, I'm trying to find a nicer word than the S word I'm thinking of. So they get stiffed. There we go. Well, they get stiffed out of their money when their car could have been worth even more, and that trade in value at other places too. So
now, just keep in mind though, a new car dealer, if you're trading in, like you're going to buy a used car or even a new car off their lot, and you're trading in a car that's got 200,000 plus miles, the value on that car versus someplace else that might resell it, they're not. They're going to send it to auction because they don't want the liability of that car. That's why they won't resell it. So it goes to auction, and then you get to buy it off one of those little used car lots that comes with a 12-month, 12-mile warranty or something
like that. Yeah. 12-mile.
12-mile warranty.
You get it off the
taillight warranty. You ever heard that?
No, I haven't.
Taillight's out of sight. You're out of warranty.
I do know the rule about when you buy a new vehicle, it depreciates as soon as you get off the lot.
Absolutely.
Like you get it nicked off already, $1,500 right off the lot.
Absolutely.
You get it off of there.
So. Absolutely. So, and all in all, to kind of put this together, make sure you have somebody, if it's a used car, look at it professionally. As far as that goes, like the West Automotive Group, where we do the pre-purchase inspection, it's quite in depth, and therefore you get a good picture of this car before you buy it. Are you any costs coming up that you're going to have to do right after you buy it? Carfax the car, so you know the title history, the service history should show up, all that kind of stuff on it. Really good to know as far as that goes. And go out and road test this car. Make sure it's something you like. If you're buying a new one, order it and wait. You know, think ahead a little bit before you do this.
It's true.
You know, unfortunately, you can't do that if your car gets totaled or something. But, you know, all those things. Get your financing in place. Just make sure that you're doing all your due diligence. Find out what your trade-in's worth. Find out what that car that you're looking to buy is actually selling for out there on the internet, so that you have a good idea so you can make great deals, right?
Absolutely.
So that's my advice when it comes down to this, as far as purchasing a used or new vehicle, for sure, without question. So good stuff. Any other questions you got about this, Brendan?
No, have one quick cool fact for you here. Sure. So click tomorrow is tomorrow is the anniversary of George Wyman making his trip across America. He started back in San Francisco and made it all the way to New York City back in 1903, driving a 1902 California Motor Company motor bicycle from there. It took him 51 days in total to do this, finishing 20 days before Dr. Horatio Nelson Jackson, to be the first person to cross the continent by automobile. So
there you go.
Pretty cool stuff. Yeah. Look at that. George Wyman.
George Wyman, where it all started.
That's right.
There you go. All right. And now you can do it in 2 days, 3 days.
It's true. Yeah. But 1903, that was a special.
It didn't move very fast.
No.
A horse was faster. Anyway, all good. All right, everybody. We appreciate you joining us here for this 4th of July weekend Auto Talk Radio show. I hope you all had a safe, wonderful weekend. Keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up. Until next Saturday, this has been Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. We'll be back live next Saturday. Join us then.
For answers to all your automotive questions, tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com, and click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.